The Flower Power Hour.
Ken Rundle here, talking with Mark Stein, the lead vocalist, keyboardist, composer, and arranger for Vanilla Fudge.
Toasty was really cool. That got a lot of airplay.
Yeah, it sure did.
That was fun. Yeah. That was fun. Yeah, really, really funky grooves and really cool arrangements.
Power Hour.
Ken Brundle here with Mark Stein, the lead vocalist, keyboardist, composer, and arranger for Vanilla Fudge. You were friends with Frank Zappa for a number of years.
Yeah. Frank was a great guy and the mother of invention, actually, opened for a whole bunch of shows and back in those days. We used to hang out and talk. He was a sweetheart of a guy.
He helped you with one show that you were a little bit...
One night I was partying too much. Geez, I was only maybe 20 years old. I mean, I was probably up for two or three nights doing whatever. And one night we had to do a show, and I completely lost my voice. I was really freaking out. And I said, I ain't going to be able to make it tonight. And he calmed me down and sat me down, you know, in the dressing room. I remember he talked to me and said, you're going to be all right, man. Don't worry. He made me some tea and honey, and it was really, really nice. He got me through that night. And it was another guy that left us way, way too soon, you know.
I know.
Yeah, he was a brilliant musician.
Yeah, he was.
He was a very learned guy. guy, and I really knew his music. He was one of the true forces in progressive rock.
The mystery man came over, and he said, I'm out of sight. He said, for a nominal service charge, I could reach Nirvana tonight. If I was ready, willing, and able to pay him his regular fee, he would drop all the rest of his pressing affairs and devote his attention to me. But I said,
look here, brother, who you jiving with that cosmic debris?
Now who you jiving with that cosmic debris?
Look here, brother, don't you waste your time on me.
The mystery man got nervous and he fidgeted around a bit. He reached in the pocket of his mystery robe and he whipped out a shaving kit. Now I thought it was a razor and a can of foaming goo. But he told me right then when the top popped open, there was nothing his box won't do but the oil of Aphrodite and the dust of the Grand Wazoo. He said, you might not believe this, little fellow, but it'll cure your asthma, too. And I said,
look, yeah, brother, who you jiving with that cosmic debris?
Now, what kind of a guru are you, anyway?
Look, yeah, brother, don't you waste your time on me.
Don't. Snatched it all away from him, and I showed him how to do it right.
I got the newspaper around my head, so I looked like I was beat. I said some mumble jumble then, I told him he was going to sleep. I robbed his rings and rocket rods and everything else about. I had that sucker hypnotized, he couldn't even make a sound. I proceeded to tell him his future plan, as long as he was hanging around. I said,
the price of meat has just gone up and your old lady has just gone down.
Look here, brother, who you jiving with that cosmic debris?
Now is that a real poncho or is that a Sears poncho? Don't you know you could make more money as a butcher? So don't you waste your time on me.
I was an Eskimo, frozen wind began to blow, under my boots and around my toes.
doors that bit the ground below. It was 100 degrees below zero. And my mama cried. And my mama cried. Save your money, don't go to the show. Well, I turned around and I said, ho, ho. Well, I turned around and I said, ho, ho. Well, I turned around and I said, ho, ho. And the northern lights commenced to glow. And she said, with a tear in her eye,
watch out where the huskies go, don't you eat that yellow snow. Watch out where the huskies go, don't you eat that yellow snow.
It's the Make Love Not War Show, the Flower Power Hour.
And two from the Mothers of Invention, Cosmic Debris, and Please Don't Eat the Yellow Snow.
And it was cool to hear how Frank Zappa and Mark Stein of Vanilla Fudge were friends for decades until Frank passed away.
Yeah. We also heard Post Toasty from his days with the Tommy Bolin Band, another guy that passed away all too soon.
And we did Let's Pray for Peace from Mark Stein's solo album, There's a Light.
The Flower Power Hour, now spreading peace and love on 88 stations in 11 countries on 5 continents.
And we welcome our newest affiliates in West Virginia, England, Peru, and Spain.
And this hour, we're talking with Mark Stein of Vanilla Fudge. Mark, your skills on the Hammond organ are legendary. You influenced a whole lot of keyboard players, including John Lord of Deep Purple.
Oh, yeah, my late great old friend, yeah. That first Vanilla Fudge album was a groundbreaker. I guess we did influence, Deep Purple actually was called the English Vanilla Fudge when they first came out. The moment we did our first tour in England in the late 60s, to come and see us. And John really liked my approach to the instrument. He was kind of one of my followers in the beginning, but he became, you know, one of the most incredible rock players of all time. But he was a great guy, and I'm sorry he was gone at a young age. And
we were
all set for John to do an interview for my book, and all of a sudden I didn't hear from him in a while, and I said, oh, maybe he changed his mind. But then I found out the bad news. And then suddenly he passed, and that was that. But he was one of the all-time greats.
My heart, but love it just seemed to hush, hush, darling. and I'm not to blame now. You got to hurt in the morning. You got to lay it in the evening. Oh, more than needed. Hey, I got to get a bed in.
Digging the Flower Power Hour, and I hope you got off on that one.
Yeah!
Hush from Deep Purple.
Featuring a guy who is a big Mark Stein fan and longtime friend, John Lord on the keys.
Mark Stein has had an amazing career.
Yeah, he sure has. Not over yet, though. He's got a new album out, his book is out, and they're still heading out on tour.
And for my long, deep closer, I've got one of my favorites by the Fudge, Some Velvet Morning.
Mark, your cover of Some Velvet Morning is a prog rock icon. Tell us how that helped you win one of your biggest honors.
We took and put into his big symphony.
Yeah.
Really was the bridge that took us to the International Music Festival in Venice, Italy in 1969. And a lot of people don't notice, we were the first Americans to win the International Music Festival. We won the Golden Gondola, which was almost like winning a Grammy, you know, a lot, you know, for that.
Yeah.
It was a huge thing. It was like 40 million people
wow.
around the world saw this thing live everywhere but America. And we were voted number one, and we were the first Americans to win it. So we brought that back to America. So that's a pretty cool thing in our pocket, too. You know?
Amen. How did you come up with the arrangement?
Well, that's a good question. Some Velvet Morning, I think I was hanging out with a friend of mine in New York City, and he was playing some classical music. I think it was The Rite of Spring by Stravinsky, and it just stuck in my head.
Mm.
And when I went to rehearsal soon after, I came up with this intro on the organ.
And you've got a book out, Mark, You Keep Me Hanging On.
You Keep Me Hanging On, The Raging Story of Rock Music's Golden Age.
Yeah. Thanks, Mark. It's been great talking to you. Any last words for the folks before we go?
This is Mark Stein of Vanilla Fuzz, and you're listening to the Flower Power Hour. And we're asking everyone to let's pray for peace.
We'll be right back.
Do yourself a favor. Be groovy.
And in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make.
You've been listening to the Flower Power Hour with Ken and MJ. Join us again next time for more peace, love, and rock and roll.